Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now I can preach it like this, okay? Repent! Or I can tell you, change your mind. Preaching repentance in the area of consciousness of sins is dishonoring the work of Jesus.
Repentance means you realize you're guilty, that you deserve the wrath and punishment of God. You begin to realize that sin is in you, and you turn your back on it in every shape and form. You renounce the world, whatever the cost, and you deny yourself and take up the cross and go after Christ.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Gentlemen. You look interesting. Can I talk to you on the radio while you're walking to wherever you're going?
Sure, man. What's up?
Dude, why do you have a towel? That's your t-shirt on your head.
Why don't I have a towel on my head?
Because most people don't. It doesn't look like it's the norm.
It's not the norm, but I just got done with finals.
And you're a happy man.
I am a happy man.
How'd you do?
I did great.
Good for you. Are you graduating? Are you all done?
I am graduating.
Rock on. Do you have a job?
Got one lined up. Got an interview coming up. Hopefully it goes well.
Good on you. Yeah. And you want to be what?
I want to be a civil engineer.
A civil engineer, which means you're very polite when it comes to designing things.
Oh, yes.
Something like that. All right, here's my one question. I'm asking the same question.
Okay.
You ready for this? Are you sure?
Maybe.
You might not be.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Because I'm getting... Have you been visiting establishments where they pour beverages?
Today...
Dude, if not, it's leaking out of you.
Yeah, I tend to.
Okay, so you might not appreciate this question. Here it is, though. Do you believe in Easter?
I mean, I appreciate the holiday, but I'm not really a religious person, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, why not?
Why not? Oh, my God. Because people feel like they have to believe in something. And logistically, it's not there.
Okay, what is Easter?
What is Easter? Easter is supposed to be Jesus' resurrection. But mm-hmm. The way I look at it, it's just a time to get together with some family, eat some good food, and go Easter egg hunting.
Ham, Easter chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
What was the story that you just shared? Jesus rising from the dead.
That's what they tell me.
What was the point?
I don't know.
No idea.
No.
Huh. Because he was weak?
I don't know.
All right, who did they tell you Jesus is?
Dude, you're talking about a made-up person, man. Why not ask him why Santa Claus is the way he is, man?
Well, we can do that next.
Oh, okay. My
so, who do you think Jesus at least claimed to be?
I guess he claimed to be the prophet.
You had the answer right there. God. He's God.
I guess he's God, yeah.
Well, that's what he said, right?
Yeah.
And there was the reason for dying on a cross.
There was no reason. Nah, there's no reason. Died for our sins, that's man.
Yeah, because why?
If it happened, the dude got mutilated, and I feel bad for him.
Now, do you think you're a sinner?
Yes, I'm a sinner, definitely.
You are?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Every day.
So, if you were judged by God as a sinner,
yes,
what would happen to you, dude?
I guess I'd go to hell.
But you don't seem concerned.
I'm not concerned at all, because it's made up.
Well, why don't you listen to your conscience, that little thing that tells you?
I do listen to my conscience.
Good.
Oh, my God, you're about to test me, man. I'm a good person at
heart.
Don't
get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad, but don't ask me questions, dude.
Okay, like what?
Like a God and all that. You gotta understand, it's a false thing, man. And if you don't have the smarts to like realize that, I feel bad for you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
One more.
You seem to be getting kind of mad or upset.
All right.
No, if I'm being a jerk, you can tell me, and then I'll change my tune.
Okay.
But if you're getting upset, if I'm reading you right here, I'm just asking you some questions. Why are you getting kind of exercised?
Because that's how I do, man.
All right. Hey, all right. Congratulations.
Appreciate it,
man. All right. See you, dude.
Have a good
goodbye. All right. There's a... Don't dial that. I want to talk to you on the radio while you're walking. Is that okay, dude?
I'm sorry.
What?
I have to go.
I'll go with you.
All right. Wait,
is that okay?
Stop. Sure.
All right. I'm asking one question. The last guy got kind of mad at me, so I'll understand if you get torqued at me, all right?
Okay.
Here's the question. Do you believe in Easter?
No.
Why not? You're Jewish. That would explain it right there, wouldn't it?
I know. I'm sorry.
That's it. What are you apologizing for?
My Jewishness.
Why? I love Jewish people. I think you're smarter than Gentiles. I do, and yeah. I'm not flattering you. I think that as a people, Jews are God's chosen people, and part of that is you're just smart, and I really appreciate that.
Experience has shown me otherwise, but
maybe.
You're entitled to your opinions.
You probably spent more time around Jews, but really, when you look at things like success in business, management, boy, I got to tell you, you got something going on, dude. But you don't think so, huh?
Not really.
All right. Are you a practicing Jew?
Yes, I am.
Cool. How do you practice? What do you do?
I keep kosher.
Serious?
I know.
You do not.
Pretty hardcore.
You do not. Maybe that's why you can only bench 140. I'm kidding you. Don't hit me.
It's a good reason.
Okay, so you don't eat anything that is on the list.
On that, you know.
How many kosher laws are there?
Too many.
A lot.
Yeah.
And why do you follow those laws? What's the point?
Tradition.
Well, a lot of work for a tradition. Is there a spiritual reason?
No.
Now, isn't the idea to keep the laws for righteousness' sake?
That's the idea, but I've taken ideas and, you know, kept what I think is reasonable.
Okay. You kind of old country buffeted. You picked what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest to you the laws were for something else.
There are other reasons for it, but I don't agree with those reasons.
See, I think it's the opposite of to be righteous. I think the laws were designed to show us that we're not righteous. We can't keep them. We're not good, and we need a Messiah. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. That's what I think the purpose of those laws was.
You see, honestly, I think the true reason for those laws is to separate Jews from the general public. Mm-hmm. I think that
I do too.
Separation.
No, I do too. That would be your Exodus 19, but in a good way, so that if you keep all those laws, the world would look at the Jewish people being blessed by God, and they'd say, "Who's your God? I want to know who that is."
I guess.
Yeah. Have you kept all the laws?
No.
Huh. Have you told lies? Have you kept the laws of Moses? Have you broken them by lying, for instance?
Sure.
Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Of course.
Hmm. Have you ever been sexually impure? You don't even have to answer if you don't want to.
Of course.
All right. So you haven't kept God's laws.
No.
What will God do with you if you've fallen short of keeping his standard? You die. What's God going to do?
You see, the way I like to think of it is, you know, we don't believe in hell. So we don't have really the same kind of, you know, laws that most people do. So I don't think anything bad is going to happen to me. I'm probably not going to be, you know.
So there's not going to be any justice in God's courtroom?
Justice.
Do you think God's going to let the rapists and the murderers just get away scot-free?
Honestly, yes.
But that's not just. That's not righteous.
Yeah,
and righteousness
the world isn't
and justice.
Fair. Why would God be fair?
Because he's fair, and that's how we know that it's not fair. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a clue. We wouldn't have an objective standard to know what it is.
That's semantics.
Okay. I think it's logical, but righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He likes justice. He likes righteousness.
So says a book.
The Bible, right. The one that you're getting your laws from. Yeah.
I know that I'm getting my laws from a book, but the book has been kept for generations. That's what makes it sacred, not its origins.
Now, why have you, personally, not because that's your culture, mm-hmm. I know the idea of Jesus and Messiah is almost as bad as eating non-kosher. It's like a very bad thing.
Not to me.
It's not.
No, I respect Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think he was?
I think he was a wise man.
You know that he claimed to be the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So was this wise man a liar?
He could be.
But he's still wise.
Yeah. A thinker.
A thinker. Okay. Passover. What mm-hmm. was it? What happened on Passover? Do you still celebrate Passover?
I do.
Yom Kippur? Okay. What happened? What was sacrificed for what reason on those holidays? An unblemished lamb
mm-hmm.
for the covering, katar, the covering of sins, right? So when you're celebrating Passover, you're reminded when the death angel passed over the children of Israel because a lamb that had come to live with his people, unblemished, was sacrificed. Blood on the doorpost, and the death mm-hmm. angel was passed over because of the covering of the blood of the lamb.
Correct.
Isaiah 53 describes mm-hmm. the Messiah as the innocent lamb who would brutally be beaten and killed, not for the covering, but for the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lamb can't take away sins.
Right.
Only a God-man could take away sins because you need a representative, because you're a man,
mm-hmm.
and God's wrath needs to be satisfied, so a God-man, Jesus, was that unblemished lamb who died for the forgiveness of sins. Okay. That's what he claimed. You reject that, though, I'm guessing.
I don't reject it or accept it. I don't know.
Well, to not accept it is to reject it. So, for instance, what I'm basically just said to you, Jesus could forgive all of your sins if you put your trust in him. So if you don't do that, then you're rejecting it, even if it's kind of a...
Oh, okay, I see that.
Kind of an attitude.
It's like the opt-out kind of...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So why would you want to opt out on that?
Because I like to think of the concept of our actions in a way that I can't deny myself the responsibility that I feel like everybody has towards their actions. I don't think that anyone can die for my sins and take them away. Take any action, any meaning of the action away. I've done things knowingly that I know are wrong, and I take responsibility for them. And if that means whatever, when I die, I'm willing to face those consequences.
But the consequences are going to be horrific, because it's horrific. A sin against God.
In some people's opinions. But you agree that someone who is a nihilist, or someone who doesn't believe in anything, would believe that nothing is going to happen to me when I die.
But the question is, who is right? Because it doesn't matter what I believe. The question is,
what is right is only what I think is right, because I cannot trust anyone else's opinion except my own.
But that doesn't mean your opinion is right. You're either right or wrong. And same with mine. I'm either right or wrong.
If you think about it in a semi-scientific way, I mean, every option is equally likely, because I have no reason to prefer one opinion over the other. But my own opinion...
What are you studying here?
Electrical engineering.
Okay, so when I say 2 plus 2 is 94, It's an option, but it's wrong.
Actually, when you go into abstract
mathematics... Come on, my Jewish friend. It's always 4.
No.
All right, dude.
Everything is probably...
I got to take a break. I'll keep walking with you, okay?
All right.
Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free, and it will replace noise with nourishment. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life. You remember when you first discovered solid biblical teaching? It was the moment when the door swung open and everything changed in your life. What if we could fling those doors wide open for everyone, everywhere? Later this year, we're unveiling something unprecedented, and that's why we need you now. More than ever before. Through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled through our matching grant. Visit fortisinstitute.org/truth before June 30th, because truth, well, it was never meant to have barriers. fortisinstitute.org/truth.
Know your reformers. Ulrich Zwingli was a Swiss reformer who pioneered expository preaching, introduced the regulative principle, and brought a republican government to Switzerland. He fought against the Roman Catholic Church for theological and political independence and died in battle. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Yoni! What does Yoni mean?
It means God gave.
God gave what? You.
Yeah.
All right. We are at Georgia Tech on Wretched Radio talking with Yoni, the non-arrogant but better than me Jewish guy. Huh? How do you like that?
I don't like it that much.
You don't think you're better than me?
I try not to feel that way.
See, I'm telling you, I think you're a chosen people and God still has a special plan for Israel. And you know what I think the proof is, dude? Mm-hmm. That you are still a people. Do you know, you lived in Jerusalem or outside of Jerusalem for a decade, right? Dude, let's go in the shade.
Okay. All right?
You were there for a decade, right? And how many centuries were the Jews without a homeland when the Muslims took over? 7th century, mm-hmm. right? So what is that? 14 centuries, 13 centuries without a homeland. There is no people group in the history of the world that has ever survived after two generations without a homeland, except the Jewish people. That's a miracle.
Barely.
But still, it's there. You're there, man. You got the land, right?
I know, but what price?
And you're a people. You're still Jewish. Even though you're dispersed all over the globe, you've still maintained that ethnicity. I think...
That's a blanket statement, though. There are many different flavors of Judaism.
You're right. I agree with you. But still, it's there. You know, you don't hear about the Baalites or the Ashtarites. They're just all gone. Or you don't hear about those religions or those peoples, but you hear about Judaism and you hear about the God of the Bible. I think that's a miracle. I do.
Well, it just so happens that the God of the Bible is worshipped by a very large percentage of the world's population, so it's not such a fringe religion, I guess.
Okay. I don't think that it's worshipped by the majority. Christians,
not,
yes.
Not by the majority. I said the large. Okay. Large percentage. All right. Give me that.
Okay. But I think it's pretty miraculous. Agreed?
Miraculous, no. I mean, right. If you think about the structure of the religion, it was meant to survive.
Okay, I agree. And who do you think came up with that brilliant plan behind that religion?
It's hard to say.
It
could be man.
Okay, here's our situation. Adam and Eve, they're put in the garden.
Right.
They're told not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They eat.
Right.
They fell into sin.
Right.
What did they do as soon as they fell into sin?
I don't remember, actually.
They made... took leaves to cover up their nudity because they were ashamed.
Right.
All right? Okay, all right. So your heroes tried to cover up their own sin and shame.
Yeah, sure.
God finds them in the garden.
Right.
And he does what? Do you remember?
I remember he banishes them and...
That's true.
He
Good.
Takes away the snake's legs and what else happens?
What does he do about their nudity and their leaves? Do you remember that detail? It's a big one.
I don't really remember, but I do remember that... That's when pregnancy became such a big thing.
Okay. He killed the first animal ever. We don't know for sure what it was. I suspect it was a lamb, but we don't know for sure. He killed an animal.
Oh,
an animal
that
never
died.
Well, that's what they did by sinning, rebelling against God. But they tried to cover up their own nudity by themselves, by making their own clothes. God said, those clothes aren't acceptable. Here is a animal sacrifice covering for you, because it's God who must cover sin. We humans can't cover our own sin. God must cover our sins.
Okay.
It's a picture again of an animal being sacrificed for the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
The New Testament animal, if you will, would be Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins. See all the Old Testament pictures going on?
Sort of.
A little bit.
I see where you're going.
Yeah. All right, Cain and Abel. Quiz time.
All right.
Cain killed Abel.
Mm-hmm.
What did Adam and Eve do?
They raised
Cain. It's one of my favorite jokes. Okay. What did God do when he knew that this was going to happen? Cain killed Abel. What did he say was the problem? What was the fight? What was the source of contention between Cain and Abel?
I don't remember.
Taking you back? All right. Cain had made a vegetable sacrifice. He was a farmer.
Right.
Abel made an animal sacrifice.
I remember.
God
that.
Found the animal sacrifice pleasing, but not the vegetable. Once again, there must be a blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Leviticus 17:11. There is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood.
Think about modern Judaism. We don't shed... Actually, we do.
Because you don't have a temple.
We do. We slaughter a chicken for Yom Kippur sometimes. Not me, but other people do. I understand that, but it's something that I choose not to believe in.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But at least it's pretty compelling that all of those kind of fuzzy pictures in the Bible have a fulfillment in one individual who claimed to be the Messiah, who came to rescue you. He came to the Jews to rescue the Jews, to fulfill all the laws, to fulfill all righteousness, because you can't, right?
But I don't really think that that's the value of Jesus. I understand that that's why you believe in Jesus, but I feel like the social commentary that he provided was more
But it's not better, though. I mean, it's one thing to be able to live life in a more ordered way. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But it's better if there's a God in the universe who's mad at me for breaking his laws. It's way better to have somebody who can forgive my sins than to tell me how to live.
But you see, that's the thing. I don't like the fact that God is angry at me for the way I live my life. I feel like the way I live my life is how I want to live my life.
But it's fallen and it's broken, like me. I do it wrong. Because you know who I love more than anybody else in the world? Me. And you love you more than anything.
That's true.
And God says, I want you to love me more than anything else.
But how can that's like an unreasonable expectation, in my opinion.
Well, we're fallen, we're broken, but the good news is there's somebody who has done it all right. You and I are hopeless and helpless. That's what the law shows us.
You see, I don't believe that when I listen to investments or other things. Why would I believe that when it comes to religion? That someone else has all the answers. There's one thing that you can do that makes everything better, and it's right for everybody. It's not right. Nothing else is like that. Would you agree with me? Like,
perhaps.
When you are working out, you have to have a personal workout routine. Things that are customized to yourself. You have to go through your own path in life. How does everybody have the same exact solution?
Well, we all have the same problem in this instance. Okay, you might be lacking leg strength and I'm lacking upper body strength. Then we need a different regimen. But when it comes to our lives, we all have the same problem.
Where else do you see that, though?
I'm not sure that anything parallel is necessary for it to be true. Because you would agree that everybody has sinned. We've all lusted, we've all lied, we've all stolen, we've all blasphemed.
Of course.
So if God is just, remember that line? Righteousness, justice, the foundation of his throne.
But again, if we look at the Bible itself and we look at the literal meaning, I don't see the justice in God. I see pettiness. I see a lot of different actions that are...
You know what? Okay, let's try this, all right? Mm-hmm. I think this is helpful because the problem is, I think, is what we perceive the standard to be. You look at lying or lusting or pornography or whatever it is that you happen to do and you go, look, boys will be boys. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Because your perspective is about here, way down about this level, about 2 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see some things, you think they're just despicable, like molesting a child. You'd go, that's nasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why did that become nastier than lying or stealing?
Social constructs.
Okay, now, imagine this. Let's say that your morality level, your holiness level, rose to the ceiling above us. It's not 2 feet off the ground. Now it's way up here. Now you'd look down and you'd see a lot of things in a lot more filthy way, a lot more reprehensible way, not because those activities became more violent or grotesque, but because your standard and your understanding of what is good and bad has increased. Are you tracking with me?
I'm tracking with you, but I disagree.
God is above the ceiling. He's so high, he's able to look down and say, all liars will have their part in a lake of fire.
Who's a moral figure that you believe is even higher than me or you?
I mean,
we're not talking about God here.
Ultimately, isn't going to matter, though. Here's why. If you walk into the courtroom and you've murdered 3 people and I've murdered 5 or 1, we're both murderers and we're both guilty and we're both in trouble. God looks down and he is so into justice, he's not going to let liars get away with it or rapists or thieves or murderers. There will be a day when everybody will give an account for what they have done.
Okay,
no,
explain something
cases.
To me. What's the difference between a murderer who killed 5 people and a soldier from biblical times that was told by God to go kill people?
Yeah. One is a commandment by God. It's just. God can kill any. He could kill you and me on the spot.
Right.
And
even
women deserve.
And children.
Everybody deserves it. Do you remember what David said? In sin was I born. In iniquity did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51. We were born sinful. It's what we are. When Adam and Eve fell, he was our representative.
Was killing
you
Jesus
and
a sin?
Oh, yeah.
But that seems like a little bit of a contradiction.
The humans committed the sin, but
he wasn't born in sin.
But you know who really? No, he wasn't.
So what exactly was his sin that made it?
That's the point. He didn't sin. He took your sin upon himself.
Mm-hmm.
He took the punishment that you deserve, so that God could be just and the justifier of those who believe in him. God must punish you. He's got to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be good and just.
Well, thank you. I think I understand now.
But God loves you. And he wants to rescue you and save you. Mm-hmm. And he gave you all those shadowy pictures of the lambs and the blood being sacrificed to let you know that Jesus, the Messiah, mm-hmm. is the perfect sacrifice so that he can be just and still forgive you. So he's both things. He's just and kind together. The Bible says, for God,
it's like the ultimate
loophole. It's the ultimate gift. You can call it a loophole, but dude. So, dude, we're parting company. You're still Jewish. I'm still a Christian. If you ever get to the point where you start thinking, you know what, my conscience, which you have inside your head, is troubling me, and I need a sacrifice, think about Jesus. Fair enough? All fair, I can ask you to do.
Fair enough.
All right. It's Yoni, right?
Yes,
say that
it
right?
Is.
All right. What is it called? What does it mean again?
God gave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. I wonder what that refers. Is that you're the gift or God gave something else?
I mean.
Don't know for sure.
Your guess is as good as mine. But, you know, it's a biblical name, so.
It is. All right, dude. Hey, thanks for the chat.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. All right. See you, man. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.